And hello, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. Thank you, Gavin, for another wonderful jazz show. It's always a pleasure to listen to some jazz before I go on. My name is Shay, and I'm the host of Shine On here on CITR. And what I do here is I pick a different theme every week, and the theme that I'm going with this week is unsigned artist, so truly independent artists. I'm looking forward to some of the stuff I'm going to play today. You can look forward to hearing some Bummer, Roll Mac, Eden Fine Day, Outside Voices, Jody Glenham, Hooves, and many, many more. So just keep tuning in. And the first band that I'm going to play here for you guys is going to be one of my personal favorite local bands. And they're currently unsigned, but I don't think that's going to last too long. Their name is Rebel on a Mountain, and the song is Futures. Thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Of the night was the night he thought to disappear, to run the flakes into white tracks, into white tracks. Are you alone from fear, or did the Bruns people bring you here, to run the flakes into white tracks, into white tracks? Talk about the future. It was brought up on gold. Friends are made from silver. It's about a boy and a lover. It's about a boy and a lover. The day I saw the light was the night I thought to reappear, to run the flakes into white tracks, into white tracks. Are you alone from fear, or did the Bruns people bring you here, to run the flakes into white tracks, into white tracks? Talk about the future. It was brought up on gold. Friends are made from silver. It's about a boy and a lover. It's about a boy and a lover. Silver, it's about a boy and a lover. It's about a boy and a lover.
This is Jerron Paxton, American musicianer, and you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR. Damn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another hit by Two Toadies and a Couple of Bob.
Everyone's having a great night and a great day and have had a great week. So the first band that we heard there tonight, they're called Rebel on a Mountain, and they're booming recently, just killing it. So they, as most of you know, possibly, they're playing the Block Party tomorrow. They are opening up at 4 o'clock. Be there. It's going to be really sick. And yeah, that song that we just heard from them was called Futures. And that was a new single that they just released. And they actually completely created that song, recorded it, everything in a week. So it's pretty impressive. It's a great song. And yeah, I'm just happy with pretty much everything they put out. But especially recently, because they added some members and kind of changed some things around within the band, in the dynamics of it. And yeah, Phil was added in there with some trumpet, and it just sounds awesome. I love it. So yeah, good job, boys. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at Block Party. And after that, we heard another local band, and they're actually a band out of UBC. Well, I guess Rebel on a Mountain is too, but they're also a UBC band, and they're called Two Dogs and a Couple of Bods. I think I pronounced that right. And the song was An Ode to Mr. Wayno. And that's two guys. They actually live at Totem, I'm pretty sure. Totem Park, which is where I live, first year residence. Yeah, so good job, guys. I love that song. I just think they're so funky. Yeah, so if you didn't catch it, I'm doing some unsigned artists tonight. So just kind of pumping up the guys and ladies who, they're independent fully. They self-release everything, and I think that's really amazing. So, yeah. So, coming up next, we're going to listen to a band out of Chicago, and they're called Bummer, and the song is called Way a Sound, and you're listening to CITR.
I don't like the way I sound. Just pick me up when you're around. I don't care about it.
fire, you all get burned. Don't wait in line, you wait your turn. Got women lined up, don't even try. I'm walking tall, watch me fly. I am the top dog, the leader of the pack. See me fly.
Hi, sorry about that. So we were just listening to the band Bummer out of Chicago, and that was the song, I was trying to pronounce it fancy before, Way I Sound. No, the song is called Way I Sound, but they like condensed it to one word, so it's confusing, I'm sorry. And that was off of their album, self-titled album, Bummer. And then after that, just recently, we heard the band Outside Voices, who are a band out of Brantford, Ontario, which is where I'm from. Yay. And that was the song Top Dog off of their new album Shook. And that's a really good one. You can check them out on Bandcamp or on their Facebook. So, yeah. What to talk about? Okay, so this has nothing to do with radio or music, but Game of Thrones, right? Like, I can't be the only one here. Yeah, I don't know if, like, if you guys are interested in Game of Thrones or if you saw the new episode. It came out last night, and it was incredible. As always, I think this season is going to be so crazy. I'm so looking forward to it. But yeah, so there you go. I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to TV. Yeah, Game of Thrones, it's so badass. It's so good. Coming up next, we're going to listen to a band called Roll Mac, and they are a local band here in Vancouver, and they've been actually around for quite a while. Not that I really know, I haven't been here for that long, but I have read about them, and yeah, they've been around for quite a few years now, and they've kind of transitioned into a very new sound for them, and they released an album called Holy Shades of Night. It was actually a 7-inch. They released that like a few weeks ago, really. That was on March 28th, so it's super new and it's super good. Definitely check this band out. Just incredible. Very mellow sound, so let's just, if you're trying to sleep, this might help you. And you're listening to CITR.
Thank you. UBC Ski and Snowboard Club is a nonprofit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Yeah. Joining the Ski and Snowboard Club is easy. Come by our office, sub-115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, and an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trip.
So speaking of Ski and Board Club, so here at UBC, this is the last week of classes. Classes are completely done after tomorrow. Yes. So much joy. So it's an exciting week here at UBC. There's a lot of things happening and a lot of debauchery will go down this week. It's going to be really great. So tomorrow, if you are going to class, good for you. I think that's amazing. but if you're planning on not going to class, then you should go down to Tower Beach and drink some beer. And that's all I'll say. Yeah. Also, obviously, block party is tomorrow night. It starts at 4:00. That's when the first band, Rebel on a Mountain, is playing. Later on, we're going to hear Dan Mangan and as well as Adventure Club and a bunch of others. Adventure Club is headlining, of course. It's going to be so, so much fun. I'm so looking forward to it. It's just going to be a crazy, crazy day. Just kind of like something I was reading up on. There's this DJ who's going to be playing in between the sets. I don't have the actual lineup in front of me, but I'm pretty sure there's like maybe 6 or 7 bands or artists that are going to be playing block party. And in between the sets, there's this DJ called DJ MGH, and that stands for My Gay Husband. And he seems like a really sick guy. So he's going to be playing in between the sets. And he is playing, like, he tends to play kind of Indian inspired music, but it's a DJ, so it's going to be really sick. I'm really actually looking forward to hearing it. And if you enjoy this mysterious DJ, he also plays every Saturday night from 10:30 to 2 a.m. at the Biltmore. So check him out. I'm looking forward to hearing his sound, and if you're into DJing kind of music, it should be good. I'm really looking forward to block party. It's going to be a great time. So coming up next, I'm really, really excited to promote this particular artist. He is one of my good friends, actually, from back home. He's out of Hamilton. I think that everything he puts out is really amazing. I guess I'm biased. But no, seriously, he's really, really super talented and just a unique person, such a wonderful person. I'll stop gushing and tell you that his name is Rylan Hartley, and this is actually, he told me this is his first song that he ever recorded, which blows me away because I think it's incredible. You guys can judge for yourself, but anyway, this is the song Someplace by Rylan Hartley, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
the beat's bumping, but I need more fucking volume. No legs, guys, we can never dance in the ballroom. We call up the goons and don't do it independently. They were called the fallen champions, but never remember me. I've worn an identity and like glass, I'm relentlessly rioting. A censor on the game, we're not higher. But plenty of us dying in these shrouds of secrecy, and it seems to me it could have been avoided so easily. Ben is evidence of the benefits of dead presidents. Teachers babbling on about benevolence. Ever since Ben hit the stage with a pen and a page, fuck the machine when you're chocked from the rage. Cause I'm rapping like a cricket bat when you clap to the back. Don't get it twisted, this mix is that rap shit is happening. The captain's got me on board for showbiz. Don't need a spit whole album to show you what a ghost is. But all the hoaxes go to make a living this way. Create a fake purpose like the Christian Crusades. No national treasure, no Nicolas Cage. So after enemies are ended, I just piss on the grave. But it in a way is this pleasant surprise, a blessing disguise. The dead Ben Enterprise. Spit it so old school that your testicles rise. Even when Raz dies, his impression survives. Rock, meth head, mascot, dead bent rascot. Me with a hammer, and me with a sickle. I'm so sick with it, it's the Soviet slammer. Amateurs, it's crazy, crash and burn when put to the chest. What the Zef Lord born in his bulletproof vest. Now look at the mess you made of the game I'm trying to expose. With techniques mad expensive, now your diamonds are blown. Oh, no, stop with ghosts, running over those out of ghosts. Money blown, looking fresh for a show. But you'll never know, till you've been stripped from your head to your toe. Until you've been stripped of all your X's and O's. So fuck the holy matrimony. Cats got plans to overthrow the parents. Be aware when you leave your children home alone. They're dead. Heads filling heads with philosophy. Like we ought to be. Motherfucker, try stopping. The beat's bumping, but I need more fucking volume. With no legs, cats can never dance in the ballroom. We call up the goons and don't do it independently. We're called the fallen champions, but never remember. I've worn the density in the grass. I'm relentlessly rioting. Set you down the game, we're not higher. But plenty of us dying in these shrouds of secrecy. And it seems to me it could be avoided so easily. The beat's bumping, but I need more fucking volume. With no legs, guys can never dance in the ballroom. We call up the goons and go do it independently. They're called up all the champions, but never remember me. I'm born in a density like grass, I'm relentlessly rioting. Ascensions on the game, we're not higher. But plenty of us dying in these shrouds of secrecy. And it seems to me it could be avoided so easily.
Alrighty, welcome back. So we just heard Rylan Hartley with the song Someplace, and he is out of Hamilton. And if you were listening, that entire song was him. So yeah, one man band, always respect it. And after that, we heard a really crazy group, just awesome, out of Toronto. And they're also independent, and they're called Dead Bent. And what it is a six-piece band and then two MCs. And yeah, it's just like they're all basically my age. So they're all like early 20s, like late teens. So it's really impressive. Just a bunch of dudes jamming together. Always like it. I love the trombone in that. I've just like really been into like trumpet or trombone or like saxophone, like additions to rock or to rap or whatever. Like I just think that it sounds so neat. It's a really cool dynamic. All right, so there's a lot happening as far as local music this week, and I always promote local music. I think you should support it and go see some shows. It's always good fun and it's always cheap. So I mean, I don't have any money, but you know, it's like it's you can spend $5 to go see like a really cool band or two. So last week, Friday night, I went to see the Dum Dum Girls and Blouse open for them. That was at the Biltmore Cabaret, and it was just such a sick show. It was so good. Blouse, I don't know where they're from. I think they're from Edmonton. That's what someone told me. But they were really hypnotizing, just like, or hypnotic. I don't know, whatever the right word is for that. They were incredible. It was a three-piece, I believe. female vocalist, and she, it was just really cool. They had a really sick, like, lighting effects that were, like, directed onto her, and she was wearing all white, and so these, like, these lights, like, these multicolored lights were, like, shining on her body and her face, and it just looked so crazy, and it just, like, it really, I think they're one of those bands that kind of, like, it's, they set up the atmosphere really well, and then the sound just kind of complements it, and so it's just, yeah, they had the whole crowd just, like, hypnotized, so it was really sick. Once again, they're called Blouse. And then, of course, the Dum Dum Girls out of L.A. Dee Dee Penny is the vocalist, the lead, kind of like the head honcho of the band, and she's really incredible. Aside from her amazing lyrics and vocals, she's just such a neat character. She came out on stage wearing a completely sheer top, and she had, like, these weird, like, I don't know, like, patches over her nipples, basically, but she was, like, pretty much completely nude, so it was just, like, a statement, I guess, but it was just so cool. Such a good show. I definitely recommend checking out the Dum Dum Girls. They just released a new album called Too True, and it's very funky, so check it out. Yes, so live music happening this week. Tomorrow, if you're not going to Block Party, you can go to the Media Club to see La Femme. And then on Wednesday, at the Railway Club, you can check out Jessie Laborda, as well as Natural River, Crad Apples, and Machine Wreckers. And then on Thursday, at the Cobalt, you can see Hanson Brothers, Beelines, and Stress Eating. And then at the Rickshaw as well on Thursday, you can check out Stephen Malkmus, and the Jicks, and Speedy Ortiz. And then on Friday, there's a ton of stuff happening. So at Rainbow Connection, you can see Phantoms again, Late Spring, Cave Girl, and The Plodes. If I had any money in the world, I'd probably go to that. I really don't have any money. But yeah, that would be a really cool show. That's at Rainbow Connection. And then at They Live, I don't know where that is. I've never heard of that. But you can check out Young Brazed, Gal Grassen, Wet Face, and Space Bros. As well on Friday night, so much happening. At Astoria, you can see Needles, Pins, Tough Age, Rambone, and The Wet Reality. So yeah, Astoria, I haven't been there, but it seems like a really cool place. That's high on my list of things to do in Vancouver. Saturday night, at the Railway Club, you can check out Woolworm, Village, Fantasy Prom, and Other Jesus. So yeah, check out some local music. It's always good. And coming up next, we're going to listen to, a girl, she calls herself Eden Fine Day, and she's out of Vancouver, and it's, I really like her sound. It's very mellow, and it's very, kind of cutesy kind of folk, but it's really, really beautiful. So let's listen to Eden Fine Day with the song Up North.
The house we live in. We moved so many times that year. You could. Child of five.
Saturdays at 7 p.m. CITR 101.9.
And welcome back. So we were just listening to Eden Fine Day with the song Up North, and that was off of her album Things Get Better. Really beautiful vocals, and she's from Vancouver, of course. Okay, so I guess coming up next, we're going to listen to... this is also kind of like a whatever, promotion of a friend, but really talented again. So this is my friend Omar, and he's from back home in Brantford as well. And he has a band. It's a solo project, but he has called it Elmira. And you can check out their or his Facebook page, Elmira. Super talented stuff. And I'm happy to help a brother out. So this song is called Out of Your Mind, again, by the band Elmira on CITR.
Just like mine always. I'm growing tired of your voice. I'm growing tired of my choice. I'm growing tired of your voice. You think you can
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no? CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this.
Alrighty, so you are listening to Shine On, and my name is Shay. I really appreciate everyone listening from week to week. I know it's a late show, but I don't know. I think it's kind of fun. It's nice being here late. It's like I'm a night owl, so I don't know. It's like it's better than like sitting at home and like watching TV or something. Yeah, cool way to spend my night. Anyway, I was really happy to play that that band. The first one that we heard there was Elmira, and that's a one-man band out of Brantford, Ontario. Represent, and that was the song "Out of Your Mind." I have a lot of love for that guy because he's marrying my bestest friend in the entire world. So, yeah, good job, Omar. You nailed it. And after that, we heard Jody Glenn, or sorry, no, we didn't. We heard Blind Horses with the song Mindy, and that was off of their album A Veil, which was released last year. Really mellow stuff. I really like it. And coming up next, we're going to listen to Jody Glenham, and this is her song Gypsy Babe off of her album Dreamer, and this is really great stuff, so I hope you enjoy.
I fall in love with everything.
So we were just listening to the very beautiful Jody Glenham with the song Gypsy Babe, and that was off of her album Dreamer. I kind of have a girl crush on her, I'm not going to lie. She's, apart from being stunning, she has an amazing voice, and yeah, you know, all that good stuff. And just now, I'm really getting into this band, actually. They're also both, Jody Glenham and this band are both out of Vancouver. And they were called Moo, I'm pretty sure, or Mew, I don't know, M-U. but really, really unique. It's two female vocalists, and I'm pretty sure that's all they have. And just stunning music. I don't know, I like that kind of far-off, kind of interesting, I don't know, how do you describe that? I think it's just beautiful. And their lyrics are really, really incredible as well, so yeah, listen to them. That was their song Everything, again by Mew or Moo. So in personal news, my hair is purple now, sorry mom. Coming up next, we're gonna listen to one of my good friends from Toronto. He's a really incredible musician as well, and his name's Darius Kadria. And this is his song, I'm Doing My Laundry. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Laundry. Browse. Laundry. Thank you.
That was Darius Kadria with the song I'm Doing My Laundry. Darius, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would say that he's pretty heavily Pink Floyd influenced. Their earlier stuff, I guess. Yeah. Actually, Darius and my friend Emily were like two people that really got me into Pink Floyd, and that's a complete love. So thanks, guys. Yeah. Darius is pretty awesome. Cool musician. And he lives in Toronto, so I'm sure you'll hear about him in the near, or in the future at least, because he's very talented. And he has a great sense of humor. So coming up next, we're going to listen to a band called Hooves, and they are a all-girl band out of Vancouver. And I just love them. I think their sound is so good, and just like the vocalist, I think her name's Paulette, just like amazing vocals, and they have a really great sense of humor as well, which I always appreciate in music. And this is off of their album Dear Nevada, and this was an EP they released last year, and the song is called Wolf Howl and the Church Bell, and again the band is Hooves.
Ruminating, you're barely breathing, and somehow I know your thoughts. Oh, it's aggravating myself and blaming, searching my heart for the spark. Oh, you say it is here and you say it is real, something you've never felt to date. But there's a fire at my still expecting it somehow to stop. It's the words that are left unsaid, actively stare in my head. And it's the words that are left unsaid, actively stare in my head. Oh, they say I'm free, and this may be true. Somehow I'm
The April's issue of Discorder is headed your way. Be sure to pick up a copy of Vancouver's finest music and culture rag. The cover feature this month is cool.
I know it's cool, but who's on the cover?
Well, it's cool.
Yeah, I know it's cool, but who's on the cover?
Well, Ryan, cool, the band. Plus articles on Teenager, Reef Shark, Zoo Age, and Fantasy Prom. And a special thanks to Discorder advertisers, Audiopile Records, Dandelion Records and Emporium, Doxa Documentary Film Festival, High Life Records, Humber Institute Broadcast and Graduate Program, Keener's Car Wash, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, and Weird Distro.
Alrighty, guys, I'm out of here. It is 1:30 and I'm ready for bed. Tomorrow is going to be a day full of debauchery. It's going to be great. It's gonna be a good day. Finished off with Block Party. I'm so excited for Block Party. It's gonna be so fun. I hope that a bunch of you UBC students are going, because it's gonna be a great way to kick off the end of the year, or not kick off, I guess, like celebrate the end of the year. Kicking off, that's kind of redundant. So I hope that you've enjoyed this show of unsigned artists. I totally dig the musicians who just kind of do it. They self-release it or whatever. They just do what they gotta do to get their music out there. Much appreciated to all of the musicians so that I can hear it, because it's great. Some closing remarks. Block Party is tomorrow. The first band starts at 4:00, and be there early because it's going to be crazy. And if you actually want a decent spot, try to get there early. I don't know. I think I'll probably head over around 3:00. And just keep on rocking. Go see some local shows if you can. Get up to Whistler if you're a skier or boarder before the season is done. And just rock out, everyone. And I'm going to play something here that is not so much recommended by CITR, not often heard on this station, but it's 1:30. And I think it's appropriate for this week. This goes out to all of my fellow, not just UBC, but fellow university students, because it's all wrapping up now. Hope you appreciate this and have a great week. I'll talk to all of you guys next week. Rock out.
Radio Show.
It's brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a top customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite. Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.